Shamshir. May the goodness and renew it for peace, entering guilty while our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord and my fathers and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the upright St. Elizabeth, mother of St. John the Baptist and his wife, the Chorea, the priest departed. This holy woman was born in Jerusalem to a righteous father called Matthew, from the tribe of Levi and from the house of Aaron the priest. Her mother was a pious woman called Sophia. There was a familial relation between her and the Holy Virgin St. Mary, for their mothers were related. The Holy Scriptures testified about her and her husband that they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. Elizabeth was barren. She and her husband constantly prayed and entreated God to give them an offspring. They persevered in supplicating God for many years until they became well advanced in age. God was slow in answering their prayers for divine providence till the time that was appointed by God for the incarnation of the Lord Christ, the Son of God, the Logos. For St. John the Baptist, son of the Chorea, the Elizabeth was the angel to prepare the way before him. In the fullness of time, God sent his angel Gabriel to Zechariah to announce him with the conception of Elizabeth with John, and the angel told him what would become of this saint. Elizabeth rejoiced along with her neighbors and relatives. The Virgin St. Mary visited her to congratulate and serve her during her pregnancy in her old age. When she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth, and it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the baby lived in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why ye granted it to me, and the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her house. When Elizabeth's full time came for her to be delivered, and she brought forth a son, when her neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord had shown great mercy to her, they rejoiced with her. The child was called John, as was called by the angel. When Elizabeth completed her days, she departed in peace. The blessing of her prayers be with us all. Amen. On this day also of the year of 1194 of the martyrs, Pope Michael III, the 92nd Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. This holy father was born in Samalut, Elminia, governed to Christian parents who taught him the Christian subjects. He longed for monastic life, become a monk in one of the monasteries, and lived a godly life. After the departure of Pope Gabriel IV, the bishop and lay leaders unanimously agreed to choose this monk for the patriarchate. He was consecrated on the 13th of Amshir, year 1193 of the martyrs. He did not last long on the apostolic throne, but only 1 year and 3 days, then departed in peace. He was buried with a great honor in the church of the Virgin Babylon El Darag in Old Cairo. The blessing of his prayers be with us all. Amen. Today also of the year 1639 of the martyrs marks the departure of Hegumen Michael of Michael al-Bihiri, al-Maharra'i. He was a disciple of great Saint Amba Ibrahim, Bishop of Al-Fayyum and Giza. This holy father was born in the year 1847 AD in the city of Chenin al-Nasara. His parents were pious Christians who raised him in a true Christian upbringing that yielded a blessed fruit. He was called Al-Bahiri in reference to the name of his family, Al-Bahrawa, for they were originally from Al-Bahira governorate. When he was 12 years old, his father became seriously ill and was dying. His mother had compassion on him from seeing his father dead and the people crying and mourning over him. So she sent him to the house of a relative. While he was on the roof, he saw the spirit of his father ascending to heaven, surrounded by luminous angels, praising and singing hymns. he immediately recognized it and shouted, saying, my father," one of the angels told him, "ask and pray that your end would be like him." During this period, he met a monk from El Mahara Monastery, whose name was the Hegumen Tawadros, who always talked to him about the nobility of monasticism and the angelic life of the monks. Accordingly, he passionately loved virginity and the monastic life which he practiced at home. Later on, he went to El Mahara Monastery and joined it during the time of the Hegumen Bulus al-Dalagawi al-Mahara'i, who became later on the great saint Abba Ibrahim. He remained in the monastery for a period in a novice, and when the abbot of the monastery and the monks saw his meekness and obedience, he was ordained a monk by the name of Mikhail al-Bihari. They handed him to a holy old monk called Hegumen Salib al-Awlawani to show him the path of the monastic life. The monk Mikhail grew in a piety and asceticism, and everyone loved him. He was ordained as a priest in the year 1874 AD. Then Hegumen later on, he became a father of confession and spiritual guide to all the monks of the monastery. God granted him the gift of healing the infirm. Many sought his prayers, and God was glorified through his healing hands. This saint became well known for the virtue of giving and compassion to the needy, as his teacher, the great saint Abba Ibrahim. He offered them from the little he had with love and contentment. He, in the later part of his life, he lost his vision. However, he thanked God and persisted on praying. After a life full of righteous deeds, holiness, asceticism, compassion, purity, and after he practiced and taught by his saying and deeds, he reposed in the Lord. His age was 76 years old, 20 years in the world, and 56 years in the monastery, spent in hard monastic struggle, elevated him to the rank of the saints. At the time of his departure, one of the Ethiopian older monks residing in the monastery saw his pure spirit ascending to heaven, accompanied by angels while singing and praising God. In the feast of his repose, the year 1707 of the martyrs, and during the papacy of Pope Shenouda III, the 117th Patriarch of Alexandria, his relics was uncovered with great veneration in the presence of the 14 bishops. His body was placed in the special shrine in the monastery for the Christ-loving people to receive his blessing. The blessing of his prayers be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.